From very early times, August 15th has been celebrated as the birthday of our Blessed Lady. Now, not her birthday in terms of her being born as a human from the womb of her mother, but her birthday as her assumption into heaven. And many would consider, and I agree with them, that this is the greatest of all Marian feasts because it is the culmination of her entire mission in life. And it is her being permanently reunited with her son and sharing in his glory. All the saints, in other words, everybody who's in heaven, because everybody who's in heaven is a saint by definition, all the saints experience what we know as the beatific vision, that beholding of God Almighty when they enter into heaven. And we celebrate their beatific visions every time we celebrate a saint's mass. But there's something unique about Mary's day. The Catholic Church teaches authoritatively that it is not just, was not just Mary's soul that was admitted into God's glory, but that at the end of her earthly life, Mary's body as well as her soul was assumed into heaven by the loving power of God. This dogma, which is the highest level of authoritative teaching and belief in the church, was only declared in 1950. That might surprise some of us, but the church never declares something true which isn't already true and which hasn't already been believed. She, the church, with the authority that Christ gave her, simply confirms a truth of our faith. Usually it's in response to some deformation of that belief. So that, again, from the earliest days of the church, we have believed in this truth of Mary's assumption into heaven, body and soul. St. John Damascene relates this bodily assumption of the loving Mother of God to her other gifts and privileges in her life. He writes this. He says, it was necessary, not just a good thing or worthy. No, it was necessary that she who preserved her virginity inviolate in childbirth also have her body kept free from the corruption after death. It was necessary that she who carried the Creator as a child on her breast should dwell in the tabernacles of God. It was necessary that the bride espoused by the Father should make her home in the bridal chambers of heaven. It was necessary that she who gazed on her crucified Son and had been pierced in the heart by the sword of sorrow, which she had escaped in giving him birth, should contemplate him seated with the Father. And it was necessary that the Mother of God should share the possessions of her Son and be venerated by every creature as the mother and handmaid of God. So I think a question can be asked. How are we different than Mary, right? Well, aside from the obvious sinless thing, right, which none of us are and she was, Mary perfectly did the will of the Father. We do not. That's the fundamental and primary difference between she and us. Bishop Barron, in a reflection on today's solemnity, points to the haste with which Mary went from Nazareth down to near Bethlehem, basically in that area, to visit Elizabeth. He points out, and I agree with this, that the reason that she made haste was because she had discovered and she was following instantly God's will. In other words, the mission that God had given her to do. And so Mary lived her whole life in what Bishop Barron calls this theodrama, this drama of God, right? You see, you and I are very clearly caught up in what's called an ego drama, right? It's a drama about us. We know that. No matter how good we might be, how much we're trying to strive for holiness, the nature of our human selves, because of concupiscence, is that we are mostly involved in the ego drama. In other words, you and I are in a play. We are in a play that we write, we produce, we direct, and in which we star, right? And all we have to do is look honestly at ourselves in the mirror, and we know that that's fundamentally true. Things are very often, maybe most often, all about us, right? Just look at how we worship. Now, not so much here, and I mean that sincerely, because you all are doing a beautiful job of worshiping God for His sake, for His glory, not for ours. But many, many people go to church for what they get out of it, right? Or for something that sort of fits their taste or their style and is all about themselves, getting something out of Mass, as I've discussed many times before. For many, the Mass is not about worshiping God in the highest, most beautiful way possible. It is about us and what satisfies or entertains us or makes us most comfortable. This ego drama is, of course, pervasive in our society, right? The freedom of choice is the ultimate goal, right? It is about I becoming the person I choose to be, not the person God chooses for me to be and wants to help me become. But Mary is entirely about the Theo drama. She has allowed herself, by her humility, by her docility, to enter into the play that God has written, that God produces, that God directs, and in which God Himself stars. She knew her mission. She knew her role in this theodrama. That's the difference between Mary and us. And to the extent that you and I can get out of our own way, and you and I can actually allow ourselves to be in the play that God has written for us, rather than the one that we think that we so brilliantly have written, that's the path to heaven. That's how we're going to get to be where Mary is and where Jesus is and where God the Father is and where God the Holy Spirit is. Our bodies, unlike Mary's, will then follow at our resurrection. Mary, who had no sin, did not have to therefore pay the price of sin, which ultimately was the effect of human death, our bodily decay. Her passage into eternal life, this assumption of her whole being to be with her beloved Son, is the great promise that you and I will also share someday. We will be assumed, our bodies will be assumed up to heaven to join our souls, presuming that's where we are. And it is this great promise that we celebrate today, this promise that, like Mary, we too will be united, body and soul, with our Lord. Christ rises from the dead, body and soul, by His own power, right, into His glory, completely and utterly, again, in His own right, by His own power. Mary does not. As a creature, she must be called, just as you and I must be called. And so her assumption is what we hope for. We will not rise from the dead by our own power, but we believe that on the last day, our body and soul will be reunited and fully assumed into eternal life. Saint Jose Maria Escriva, in his book, Christ is Passing By, says this: "Most sweet heart of Mary, prepare a safe way for your own. Guide our steps on earth with the strength and security in our path on earth. Become for us the path we are to follow, since you know the way and the quick and most direct passageways that lead through love of you to the love of Jesus Christ." Are we players in the role that God created for us, or are we our own stars in our own play? My soul magnifies the greatness of the Lord. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. Mary, Immaculate Mother of God, our Mother, Mary assumed into heaven, body and soul, ora pro nobis, pray for us.